BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one?
Afternoon. What are they after?
The one.
After.
Newsbeat.
BBC Radio 1. Let's go.
Scott Mills.
With Scott Mills.
It's a man, actually, Derek.
But.
You thought that was big?
Huge.
Get this.
3, 2.
Radio 1.
Go!
Hey! Welcome to the Scott Mills Daily.
Listen, we're doing it again. We weren't sure whether we'd get another crack at doing another podcast, but here we are. You're listening to it right now.
We thought that we had, you know, a good show yesterday, and there's some good bits, and we kind of think that we've, you know, we've had some fun, silly stuff in the show today.
Mate, there's some quality stuff in here, and what we will say is hopefully by the end of this podcast, and I think this is all we really need to say about what you're about to hear, is hopefully by the end of it, you're going to be flicking your nipples.
Yes, we want you to flick your nipples. No Scott Mills, it's Jordan and Chris, and here's today's podcast.
How good were Foles in the live lounge, though?
Oh, they were so good. We got a chance to hear most of it as well, didn't we?
Yeah. Well, then afterwards, I thought I'd try something out. So I went and got a photo with Giannis. And the theory here is that Jordan North looks quite like Giannis.
Everybody says this to me. If I had a pound for every time someone says you look like Giannis, I'd be able to get a decent bicycle.
So, like, what I thought I would do is obviously put up a picture of me and Giannis on Instagram and just say, look, really looking forward to the show today. Let's make it a good one. And I thought one or two people might fall for it, but the comments on there are extraordinary.
Nobody has.
Mate, everyone seems to just be accepting it's you. Can I read some of the comments?
Go for it.
You're rocking that top well, Jordan North. Wasn't expecting Jordan to look like that, lol. He looks like a Spanish waiter.
Oh, wow.
It's one of my favourites. That's actually Giannis you're talking about there. Jordan, this is great. Jordan looks like he should be a member of Biffy. would never have guessed that's what Jordan looks like. And my favourite, honestly thought it was Giannis from Foles. It is.
It is. People say it to me all the time. They're like, Jordan, does anyone ever say to you that you look like Giannis from Foles? I'm like, yes, all the time.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Mate, we're getting a couple of messages about this. Jess in Swanage and Tony in Falmouth wanting to know, what's going on with Dirty Debs?
Oh,
how was your evening?
Stop.
Did you see her last night?
Right, no. Well, technically not. Right, stop calling her Dirty Debs. She's just Deborah. This is my neighbour we was talking about yesterday. She's a bit older than me. And she's invited me around for dinner. And a couple of people said to me, is that not a bit weird? And because I was nervous about going round to Deborah's, you and I yesterday did some role play.
Yes.
And we pretended that I was in her flat.
And then I open the door and all you see is a leg at first. And you look down and slowly your eyes move up my body. And there I am in a nightie and gloves. Oh, Jordan, what are you doing here?
Oh, hiya, Deborah. I thought tonight was the night we were having tea or dinner, as you say.
Yes, come in. I'm just going to put a bit of music on. I go over and there's like a nice sort of vinyl player, okay? Put on a bit of music. This is what I'm imagining is playing.
Shit.
You wait right there, young Jordan. I'm going to slip into something a bit more comfortable. Even though I guess I'm already in a nightie, so I don't know how it escalates from there.
So yeah,
how was it then last night?
Well,
did
I didn't
you see her?
Go around for dinner last night. I can't believe how many people are texting and tweeting me about this. It's weird though, right? I did have a dream about Deb last night.
Did you? I bet you did.
Yeah.
Well, no, because we spent so long talking about it.
I know,
yesterday.
And it's on your conscience, isn't it?
What was the dream?
It weren't bad. I mean, it wasn't PG. I'd say it was 12A.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Radio 1. Who's that?
Hi, this is Danny from Cardiff.
Hey, Danny from Cardiff. What can we do you for?
Well, yesterday I was tuned in and I feel like you brushed over the karaoke at your nan's funeral. I want to know more about it.
Totally agree. Yeah, I was thinking this as well, Jordan. It's very unusual, I think, doing karaoke at a funeral. And you just sort of dropped this on the table yesterday and then moved away from it. We didn't really discuss.
How is that weird? I don't
know. No, all right. Well, let's go into this then. We've got time. Let's investigate this. Danny, do you think it's weird?
I think it's weird. I do.
I do take the view, Jordan, that most people listening will find this weird unless they want to correct me.
No, I reckon there's people that are listening that have done karaoke at a funeral. 8-1-1-9 if you have. Danny, you've never heard of this.
No, never.
All right, well, let's get into this then.
I'm going to prove you both wrong.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Look at this text from Beth from Wolverhampton. She says, I'm training to be a funeral director and I've never heard of karaoke at a funeral, but each to their own, see?
Yeah, but Kirsty in Leicester says, I've been to a couple of funerals with karaoke, not weird.
I think both of you are. Do you seem to think this is a totally normal thing though, right?
Well, it was. I was 18 and it was probably the first funeral I went to, and it was just, yeah, it was me and family members singing on the karaoke.
It's amazing. It's a wonderful thing to imagine. So I just felt like we had to come back to this topic.
Yep.
So set the scene. Obviously, it's been quite a sad day, right? But quite a good party that you've looked forward to.
Yeah, so the idea was we had the wake at this nice place. And because we've got quite a big family, they actually ran out of beer, but we went back to the Vic, which was my grandma's local, and this was planned, and they always had karaoke on a Friday, so we were going to go back and have a drink for my grandma. I was up quite a few times. I can't remember what I sung. I do remember I was up with Our Lee, and I did Elton John, Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me.
Okay.
Yeah, which was a moment. Just picture
well, let's
it
look, let's try and imagine it. Okay, right. So you walk into a karaoke bar, couple of drinks in on your gran's funeral.
Yeah, it wasn't a karaoke bar, it's just a pub that has
just
karaoke.
A pub with karaoke in.
We'd had
right?
a few drinks.
Yeah, it's the evening. It's good evening. Right?
Me and Our Lee are up. I'm George Michael, he's Elton John, and we're singing away.
Okay, well, look, I've got the karaoke version here. Do you want the karaoke microphone as well?
Yep. Reverb. Close the door. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's good.
Right.
I'm just imagining this for a second. So were you doing the version where it's like Elton John and...
George Michael. Yeah, I was.
And did you do that bit where it's halfway through, it's like, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. George Michael, but instead it was like, ladies and gentlemen, give it up, Mr. Jordan North.
No, it was the other way around. I was on and I went, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Our Lee.
That's rubbish.
Wait,
it's not quite the same.
It didn't quite work. So then Our Lee come on and we sung it.
Look, all right, so you're both in the bar. Karaoke's on. Here's the microphone. Ready? Here we go. Always echoes a lot. Makes you sound better, though.
Okay.
I've got the words with the little, you know, the words light up as you go along in front of you here, Jordan. Ready?
Don't let the sun go down on me.
I'll be Ollie.
Go down on me. No. Although I search myself, it's always someone else I see.
This is for you, Grandma Glenys. We love you. Sorry, no, she's not the dead one. Grandma Vera. Oh, God, my Grandma Glenys is still alive.
Carry on.
Okay, this is for you, Grandma Vera.
She's not the dead one.
But losing everything is like the sun going down on me.
I think we can all agree a touching tribute there to his late gran from Jordan North, the wrong gran.
So I can't
actually he wrote off the other one.
No, my grandma Glenys is still alive.
She's alive, thank God.
My grandma Vera that oh God.
Bless her heart. Anyway, I thought it was weird that you did karaoke at a funeral, but you're not alone. Someone else has done this too. And we'll speak to them next.
Scott Mills.
Abby, I'm not the only one to sing karaoke at a funeral.
No, you are not. I have also sung karaoke at a funeral.
Yes, this is a thing. So tell us what happened. Whose funeral was it?
Right, so basically it was my second auntie's funeral and the funeral went to plan and we had wake at her favourite pub. She loved a bit of karaoke, so it was a pre-planned thing. It was not spontaneous. This was actually a part of the celebration itself, if you call that. But when we were there, I took my fairly new boyfriend along. He wanted to come along to give me some emotional support, but didn't necessarily realise that karaoke would be a part of the event.
I would struggle with this situation. I wouldn't know where the line is with all of this.
No.
Can you imagine? You've just started seeing someone. You're going to karaoke for a relative that's passed away. You know, what do you do?
Oh, God.
What was your song?
So it ended up being Dolly Parton 9 to 5, oh, which great. We did as a duet.
Oh, you and your boyfriend?
Yeah, so what happened is that the family ended up, there are a few people who maybe had a little bit too much to drink, and he'd only just met them, and they basically said that if he didn't sing karaoke, they wouldn't accept him into the family. So really, he was left with no choice.
Are you still with this guy now?
Yeah, we're actually going to be celebrating 5 years together next month.
Right.
And that's lovely. And also in celebration of your second aunt, was it?
Yes.
Would you like to do a quick blast of Dolly Parton?
I feel like my boyfriend, I don't really have a choice.
I feel like you should. Are we all ready, Jordan?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, let's do it.
We've got the mic on for you. Take it away, Abby. I'll cue you in.
Here we go.
Oh, you've missed it.
Stumble to the kitchen.
Pour myself a cup of ambition.
Head gone and stretch and try to come to life.
Yes. Nice. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping.
Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping.
People at me on the job from 9 to 5.
Here we
all
go.
All together, working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by.
Giving it up. With your mind.
Oh, let me do this bit. But it's enough to drive you crazy if you let it.
Yes. No, that's nice. Big up the second aunt.
What's your aunt called? Or was?
Pauline.
Bigging up to Aunt Pauline.
Pauline. And happy 5 months as well.
5 years.
5 years.
5 years. Apologies.
No, yeah.
There we go.
No problem.
Karaoke at a funeral. It's going to be the next thing.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Funny business time.
Okay, so this is the most childish game that we play. Normally me and Scott do this. Jordan, you up for giving this a go?
Absolutely.
So I'm going to connect you to a funny business. Then you get to do the same to me. The only rule here is no laughing.
Okay.
It's going to be a bit of like funny named place, all right?
Right, let me get it out.
Okay, ready? Here we go. Okay. Here we go.
Don't laugh.
Hello, gorgeous growlers.
Hi. So, it's Jordan here.
Hello, Jordan.
Gorgeous growlers, whereabouts in the country are you?
I'm in Hampshire.
You're in Hampshire. Okay, what's your business? What do you do?
I'm a dog groomer.
Right, okay, that makes sense. You're a dog groomer. Who came up with the name?
Me.
Okay, what's your name?
Lucy.
You came up with Gorgeous Growler.
I did. Gorgeous Growlers.
Gorgeous. Sorry. Gorgeous Growlers. And how long have Gorgeous Growlers been in business?
About 4 years.
And what's your favourite type of growler?
The hairier the better, so I can really get into it and have a good groom. I like a challenge.
Oh, are they all gorgeous or are some of them just too wild?
I do see some pretty wild growlers, yeah. But on the whole, they're very well behaved and they look lovely when they leave.
Okay, thank you, Lucy.
Okay, bye.
Gone. I love how used she is, clearly, to getting these types of calls that she just goes along with it now.
Yeah.
Another name for a dog is a growler. Got to be done.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could hear that growler in the background. I mean, it really was going for it, wasn't it?
That was a growly growler.
Yeah. Was that a happy noise it was making? I couldn't tell.
I'm far too immature.
It's the most immature game on the radio.
Why would you call it Gorgeous Growler?
Well, I don't know. We're talking about it now. So it's probably a good idea.
Yeah. But yeah, fair enough to her. But why? Mm. There's a million and one names.
Bro. I know. Good start, that.
Yeah.
Right, you got one for me.
Yeah, I've got one for you. Should we call them?
Okay, let's do it.
Good afternoon, Kiss My Grass.
Great name. Oh, I've laughed. I've forgotten the point. Rubbish. Sorry. Hello, I'm Chris.
Hello, Chris.
Kiss My Grass.
Kiss My Grass, yes it is.
And sorry, I was intrigued by the name of your business. What is it you do?
So we sell grass seed, wildflower bulbs, tulips, daffodils, all kinds of things.
Oh, okay. And was it you that came up with the name?
Unfortunately, it wasn't me. It was actually my boss, Andrew.
Oh, right, okay. And I suppose every time you answer the phone, you've got to do the whole Kiss My Grass thing.
We have indeed. Yes, it certainly brings a laughter to the phone calls.
Well, it almost sounds like an instruction, but I take it there's no kissing involved in all this. It's all good.
There could be, but no, it's a strictly phone, strictly business.
This is a great business name. And where are you based?
So we're in Boston in Lincolnshire.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, you sound lovely. And if I'm ever in the area, in Lincolnshire, did you say?
That's right. If you ever want any hot pants or hot lips tulips or some snake's head fritillary or some cock's foot grass.
Whoa, you're teaching me all sorts here. What's the first one? Hot pants, what's that?
Hot pants, it's quite a nice white tulip that's got red in it.
Lush.
And also, depending on how you feel, we've also got an easy spreader.
Okay, good. Is that a popular one?
Very popular. Okay. Everybody loves an easy spreader.
And what is that?
What is that? That's basically for spreading your grass seed and fertiliser.
You're loving this, aren't you?
I do like talking about grass seed and fertiliser.
You and your naughty plants, you love it.
Exactly.
Listen, exactly. It's a pleasure speaking to you.
Please feel free to stop in and see us.
I like you. Nice one. Thank you for taking my call.
You're more than welcome. Take care.
Nice. Bye then.
Cheers. Bye. Bye-bye.
Gone.
I'd love him to trim my bush.
Yeah, he sounds nice. I like him. That was a good one from you, Jordan.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
We really like our tune of the week, don't we, Chris?
Yeah, this is a good one. This is a very talented guy called JC Stewart. And anyway, when we first heard this song, it sort of threw back our memories to year 6 disco, year 7 disco, year 8 disco, that kind of time where you do a first dance with either a boy or a girl, and it's like a huge event at the time. And I was saying that when I did my first dance, I ended up putting my hands on the shoulders of Ashley Nwanze. And and she did the same. And we sort of, Ashley Nwanze, and we sort of swayed like zombies. And I still remember how awkward it was.
Yeah.
But then we thought, maybe we make this a daily thing whilst we've got this brilliant tune of the week. It's kind of a slow song. Perhaps me and you should just do this, have a little moment every day.
I'm well up for it. So we're going to play this now, our tune of the week from JC Stewart, a really talented singer-songwriter from Northern Ireland. If you're in the office with someone now, have an awkward year 6 last dance.
Yeah, the rule with this is you don't actually have to fancy each other. It's just like, it's just a moment.
Yeah.
You don't really get slow dances much now, do you?
No, not at all.
Not since those disco kind of times. If you can do it, maybe down a Panda Pop.
A quick chomp,
and let's do it. Should we all do this? Are we getting involved?
Let's do it together. Everybody, get up. Yeah. Get your partner. Yeah. This is the last dance on the disco. It's our tune of the week. This is JC Stewart, and pick up your phone.
Am I looking for a light that's? It's just not on. It's just not there. I am I looking for a love, but in the arms of someone who don't care? Or am I looking for a future? Where there might not even be in now. Am I trying to buy a house that's gonna burn down? That's when you're good at changing your mind. If we're better off alone, why do you pick up your phone? Why do you pick up your phone?
Why didn't you let me hold your hips?
No, because it's got to be on the shoulders.
No.
That's how it was.
No, you're meant to hold my shoulders and I hold your hips.
Oh, okay. Well, we can do that tomorrow. We're doing this every day.
Okay.
I hope everyone enjoyed that moment.
Yeah, every day when we play our Tune of the Week from JC Stewart, we want you to have a last dance like you're in year 6, year 7, 8, you know, those discos.
Yeah, and if you didn't do it now, maybe tomorrow, you know, arrange your dancing partner for tomorrow.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, 20 to 3, it's time for Bangers, Chris, and we've got a special theme today for Bangers.
Yeah, well, we thought after you talked about doing karaoke at your late grand's funeral, we thought that maybe that would be a suitable theme today. So today's theme for Bangers, we're theming them this week, is like karaoke anthems.
Yes, songs you always hear on the karaoke. Lisa, are you any good on the karaoke?
Not really.
No?
Well, I try to stay away from that because I do sound like a strangled cat.
So you don't have a karaoke song?
No, well, only when I'm drunk.
You need one, don't you? You just need one in the tank that you can bring out with full confidence. Spice Girls, yeah, that's not a bad shout.
Yeah,
that's
a bit of wannabe.
Yeah, a bit of wannabe. It's always the same songs. I tell you what, you always hear, especially on holiday, maybe not if you're in like Wales, Scotland or Northern Ireland, there's always a group of lads that sing Three Lions. Don't do that.
Yeah, of course.
Don't do that.
You're not here for that?
Don't do that. It always ruins it. It's just like a load of drunk lads going, Three Lions, shit. It's just like, no.
I like when people go for the like traditionally massive songs.
Yeah.
Robbie Williams, Angels, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, that leads me into mine because my banger for you, Lisa, is a karaoke song that's done all the time and often ruined.
Never mind, I'll find someone like you.
It's Adele and Someone Like You. I was once in a karaoke bar in Burnley and the girl, bless her, she sung it how she speaks. Never mind, it's right, I'll find someone like you. Really ruined it. Chris, what's yours?
Okay, my banger choice for you, Lisa, is this.
Say it ain't so.
thought I'd go for a different approach with this one. But this is the one that I always bring out at karaoke. This is Blink 182, All the Small Things. So you could have that if you want.
I was hoping Jordan was going to bring out You'll Never Walk Alone, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, it would have been random, but yeah, he could have done it.
That is a tough one, but I think I do have to go with Jordan on this one. I do normally pick you, Chris.
All right, Lisa.
Jordan today.
No worries.
Yes, thanks, Lisa.
Brave Conversations, a podcast that delves into the emotions and realities behind diversity and identity in the UK. I am Richie Brave, and if you ever had that friend that you call when something goes down at like 3 a.m. in the morning, well, I am that friend and decided to take that and put it into podcast form. Join me and my guests every week as we share stories, we dismantle myths through a mix of talking, laughing, a few tears, sharing and connecting with each other. So in this podcast, I open a window into the world of other people, which provides hope and understanding. Brave Conversations. Download and subscribe now on the BBC Sounds app. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you too. Don't forget me, I think I'll remember you say. Sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts. Instead, sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead.
I mean, I might be 2-0 up on bangers this week, but a lot of people are saying that you were robbed, Chris.
Yeah, that was a robbery. Should have worn a mask.
Charlie says,
Stripe jumper.
Charlie says the same thing. He's like, you should be in the nick, mate. That's daylight robbery.
Someone's text in, has Jordan been dumped by Dirty Debs? I like to imagine you singing that.
That's the song when Dirty Debs dumps me.
When it's all over.
I'm going to sing that, drinking from a wine bottle, screaming the lyrics at my cat.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. Yanis and Jimmy from Falls are here. They were in the live lounge earlier today.
Yanis, do you like Jordan's shirt here?
That's
Yanis.
Lovely.
Wow.
That is something.
So someone in the office currently isn't wearing a shirt because it's been donated just for this.
What do you think of it?
I think you look dreamy, mate. Yeah.
Should we be honest, the reason why I've worn it?
Yes, tell him.
Yanis.
Yeah.
I get this all the time, but a lot of people say that I look like you.
Do you get mistaken for me?
People say, oh my God, does anyone ever say to you that you look like Yanis from Falls?
Drive you nuts?
Not really, no. You're a good looking bloke, I'll take it.
You're a good looking bloke.
Does anyone ever say to you, you look like Jordan North from Radio 1?
It's unlikely, isn't it?
I don't go out that much.
That's the polite answer there, Jordan.
So no one's ever said that to you?
No.
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 Jimmy, do you think I look like Yanis?
I think you do, actually.
Yeah.
You
know
what? Yeah. It's the shirt that does it.
We had a situation where the lads were coming into the studio and Jordan was struggling to work out the buttons on a shirt. That's the level you're dealing with.
That is a complex button system, yeah. There. It's like a double-crested shirt.
Yeah, I was part naked. Yeah.
Anyway, guys, how was the live lounge for you?
It's great.
Great, yeah. We survived.
Yeah.
Is there any nerves at all anymore, or honestly, can you just style it out?
No, for live lounge, there's nerves.
There's always nerves.
Yeah. And no matter how many times you do it, there's just something about the fact that it's live, you know that tons of people are listening, and you're not playing like your own song.
Yeah.
Those three things can make it, you know, we don't normally get nervous, but live lounge is one of those things.
What made you choose that particular Mark Ronson song?
We just love Licky Lee. We think that she's one of the best singers out there, and there was just something about the song that had like disco sparkle. It's got an air of melancholy. It's like you're alone in your flat and you know your loved one's not there and you want to give them a call after a couple of drinks. Oh, I think everyone can relate to that.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. We've all been there, 2 o'clock in the morning, getting out of taxi, kebab in one hand, like, I love you.
Regret texts.
Yes. Right, nice one, guys. Let's have a listen back. This is your live lounge review.
Ask myself a million questions in the dark. I lie in silence, but silence talks. It tells me heaven is no closer than it was.
Tuning?
No.
Go on, what we're confirming
guys, it's
there,
all
what
okay.
You say, what we're saying.
I can't hear. There's like the way that song starts, like with our version, Yanis plays three chords on his own. It's the middle one, it's a little dicey.
But that sounds perfect.
Yeah, no,
that's fine. He nailed it.
That's a pleasant surprise.
Couple of whispers there. Go on, what were you saying?
I loved them. So we got these three lovely ladies coming in to sing on this, and I just, their voices are so great. I just always want it louder. I want them louder.
But I imagine Foles will have a super critical ear on their own music.
Yeah,
you know
yeah
I mean?
We are.
Let's face it, it's amazing.
That's sick.
Sweet.
Oh, I think you should be happy with that.
Yeah, no, we are. Yeah.
Sounds good.
And the new album, it came out on Friday, and it looks like it could be set to be number one.
It is right now.
It is at the moment.
Is it number one at the moment?
Yeah, yeah. It's been
right.
Number one this week, but yeah, it's pretty tight. And we got, for part one of Everything Not Saved Will Be Lost, we were number one until right at the end, and then we got put by like 200 CDs or something.
That's pretty close, isn't it?
And that's happened time after time. So maybe we'll buck the trend.
Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll get to number one. Find out with me, actually, on the official chart on Friday.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1. Chris, are you ready to have your mind blown?
I'm so up for this today. Do you know what? We've been sent so many of these types of facts on social and on text, so many of these kind of facts that just they almost get you daydreaming. You just sit there open mouthed going, whoa, mind blown.
Yeah, and we started this yesterday, and some of the facts that we got sent in, when I went home I was just like, oh my god,
yeah,
mind blown.
And if you can just remember one or two of these, you'll always be able to impress someone. That's the aim with this.
Yeah.
So listen, we've put a load of your facts together. Jordan, you ready to go on this?
Let's do it.
Let's blow some minds. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
At one point, you were the youngest person on the planet.
Every packet of crisps goes out of date on a Saturday.
The majority of men fold their toilet paper. The majority of women scrunch.
The human race put a man on the moon before they put wheels on a suitcase.
Cleopatra was alive closer to the invention of the iPhone than the construction of the pyramids.
This next one's outrageous, but we'll go with it. Scott Mills is older than sliced bread.
The top of the Humber Bridge is further apart than the base due to the curvature of the earth.
Sharks can't swim backwards.
You
Whoa.
Produce around 500 millilitres of spit a day.
Every 2 minutes, people take more photos than were taken in the whole 19th century.
What? There are more Lego people on Earth than human people.
That's actually nuts. Here's a good one. A fart will linger for 25 years after you do it.
25 years?
Yep.
90% of seagulls are female.
If you flick your nipple, it will go hard within 7 seconds.
Elephants are pregnant for 22 months.
Whatever way you stand on the stairs, you're facing the right direction.
The US government has an official plan for a zombie apocalypse.
High-heeled shoes were originally invented for rich men.
It rains diamonds on Jupiter.
Wow.
Mind blown.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris, a lot of people's minds are
blown. Minds blown. Everywhere.
After that we did before.
There's one fact that has stood out, judging by the text and tweet response we've got to that. The fact is, Jordan, if you flick your nipple, it will go hard within 7 seconds.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Shall we do it next?
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Are we really going to do this?
I think he's got three nipples, someone told me. That might be another mind-blown fact there.
Harry Styles does have three nipples. If you're just joining us, we did a thing before called
Mind Blown.
And we told you some facts. And one of those facts, Chris, was...
Well, the one that stood out here, if you flick your nipple, it will go hard within 7 seconds. A lot of people were messaging in saying...
Loads.
Loads, actually, giving this a go. So we thought, why not? Bit of life science on Radio 1.
Okay.
You ready for this?
You get yours out first.
Well, no. We'll both do it together. Okay. So nipples out. And let's just give this a go.
Oh, God.
I'm going to really pull mine down there.
Oh.
There it is.
Quite a big nipple, aren't
and
you?
We flick.
Let's go.
Here we go. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Worked.
It works.
Cr- incredible science.
No way. Look at that.
Someone's texting saying flick each other's. That's not happening.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We said it on air, but like sometimes we just think we are stealing a living.
Mm. That said, there will be people listening to this right now. And if this is you, you flicking your nipple there. Yeah. You know you wanted to.
We can see you flicking away.
We saw you. 7 seconds. We didn't see you, obviously. That'd be weird. Didn't. That's creepy, actually. Let's leave this now.
Okay, thanks for listening. We're back on Radio 1 tomorrow afternoon from 1 p.m.